after this afternoon, like a copy of God's word offered to you quite freely. You're simply for the taking. God's written word that's able to inform, to enlighten, and to create, even to bring a body of person to the place of believing faith that is in the Son of God. These were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that you might have life eternal in his name. Like to have a copy of God's word, do feel free to come and ask for one, gladly placed into your hand. And the word of God, of course, is that authority from which we speak to you this afternoon, because, the Lord Jesus, he tells us himself to beware, because, there's that which is false. You've probably heard the term fake news. Well, there's a lot of fake, there's a lot of falsity, in the realms of philosophy and religion. You've got, the nonsense of evolution, which, of course, baseline is it's really just another anti-God religion, like many of the others, the Roman Catholic, edifice, and then Islam, all that's false in the sphere of religion, that blinds the minds of men and women and leads them astray. Thank you, man. That's very kind of you. So, like I say, it's there's a lot to beware of, a lot of confusion, in your world today. You might have noticed, but there is a way, of course, by which you can come to a place of stability, get the rock, as it were, under your feet, the rock that is, which is Christ Jesus, Son of God, who came into the world in order that men and women such as yourselves might be saved from a very real course and known danger, that first of all, primarily within ourselves, the sin, of our hearts, our unbelief. He came not to make us healthy, wealthy, and prosperous. He came that we might be saved from sin and death and hell. So here in Matthew's Gospel, where we are currently, the Lord Jesus Christ, he says here, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Of course, Jesus is not talking here. It's not trees and their fruit that he's concerned about. It's men and women. It's people's lives and, of course, the fruit that they bear. He tells us that we are to beware, he says, of false preachers, prophets, false religions, not anything at all, that's false, because you see, here's the problem. You see, in our natural state and condition, as we're conceived and born into the world, God tells us that we have hearts, that are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And well, you don't need two guesses, to guess, what a deceitful heart gravitates towards. A deceitful heart will always gravitate towards that which is false. And this is the problem, you see. We come into the world right from the get-go, gravitating towards the lie, believe the lie, and live out of the lie. Either you know, if it's not one, it's the other. The lie that there is, the damnable lie that there is no God. The fool says God has said in his heart that there is no God. But now, of course, if that doesn't work on you, well, you'll be presented, you know, and with that which is false in the sphere of religion, which is just as bad, you know, because one's as godless as the other, you know. Your principal religions and all the other sects and cults, you know, that spring from them, Rome, Islam, Mecca, Rome, it matters not, godless religion. And well, you ought to be able to see that. That ought to be as plain as the nose on your face. I mean, Rome has been burning my fathers, you know, for generations now. And they would be doing the same today if they could get away with it. And then, of course, well, you've only got to look at your newspapers and what's taking place in Afghanistan at this present moment in time and see see their true colours, as it were. That's what you're told is a religion of peace. No, my friends, far, far from it. Godless, lawless, and my friends, driven by the principles of their godless religion. So beware, says Jesus, of that which is false, of that which is, of course, your very own heart, because that's false. That will betray you. Because it's deceitful, you see. Deceived by others, and deceived by false religions, and teachers, and of course, deceived by your very own heart. Some people, they'll tell you, well, just go with your heart. What your heart tells you, go with that. Well, that's probably the worst advice you could possibly be given. Because your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Your own heart's the worst. Your own heart's the last thing that you should trust in. No, you need something more sure. You need something more wise, something that's true. And that, of course, is God's word, the touchstone that God has given to us, by which we can put everything, as it were, to the test. Says God, if they speak not according to this word, God's testimony, it's because there's no light in them, nothing but darkness. And of course, well, here, as the Lord Jesus would tell us, ultimately the test, you know, lies in the fruit that they bear. Look at what comes out of them, their conduct and their speech. Listen, examine the fruit, and you'll know if the tree is good. And if the tree is good, not good, well then, it's an impossibility for it to bear good fruit. Good fruit, you see, is what God is looking for. And so you see, just simply an outward profession of some kind of religion, whatever kind it might be, is not enough to get you a pass on that day when God examines, when God judges you. Not enough, my friends. You need grace, the supernatural grace of God. You see, that changes, a man changes a woman's heart. Or if you want to put it in the terms as Jesus puts it, he says, ye must be born again. The miracle of God's grace, you see. Him coming and putting life, his life into your soul, and putting his love into your heart, so that all changes, even that deceitful heart of yours changes. And instead of loving, and living out of the lie, that which is deceitful and desperately wicked, you love the truth. You live out of the truth, believing the truth. That's what the grace of God does. You see, when it comes to a man or woman, but comes to them, you see, through the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of God's word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you see, you must needs hear. And God says, well, there must needs be, you see, the preacher. How will we hear, he says, unless unless there's a preacher, unless the preacher is sent, unless he comes, and unless he declares God's word, his truth to you. How could you possibly be born again? How could you know that you need to be born again? Oh, how could you even come to know that your heart is deceitful and desperately wicked? Because here you are, the most of you, you go about the town here this afternoon, and you think your hearts are good. You think you're kind. You think you're good. You think you're okay. Nobody, not even God, could have a case, could have a controversy against you. But that's not the truth. You see, that's another lie that you believe, that you're okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You're a good person. You keep a good house. You know, you're suitably employed, etc., etc. But says God, no, no, no. He says there's none good. And he says there's none that doeth good. There's none righteous, not one. So you see, my friends, the need is for grace. The need is for you to be told these things, informed of these things, and come to realize to a firm conviction, my friends, not by me, but by God himself, that you are indeed a sinner, that you have indeed embraced the lie and live out of the lie. And if you die in that state and condition, well, cast into the lake of fire, says Jesus. That's the end of those who do not bear good fruit. So grace, my friends, is what you need, not religion. Not religion, my friends. You have a world full of it now, and it's hurting your world. It's damaging your world. Can't you see it, my friend? It stops the world, I tell you. It's demonic. Your world religions, I tell you, they're demonic. Because they're idolatrous, because they're false, because they're contrary to the truth, they're contrary to God's word. So you see, my friends, it's grace that you need, grace and truth. The Bible, it tells me, you see, that the law came by Moses, the Ten Commandments, that is. They came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. It's resurrection that you need. Regeneration that you need, making a new creature, made a new creature in Jesus Christ. That's what you need, not religion. You go in here, they'll make you religious. Go to the mosque, the temple, they'll make you religious. Anybody can do that, my friend. But they cannot be born again of themselves. They cannot enter God's kingdom of themselves. They cannot bear good fruit of themselves. That takes the grace of God that God gives to them, and parts to them, gifts to them, to whosoever that is, he pleases to give his grace to you. So it's grace, my friend. Grace, the particular grace of God, my friends, that you need. And it comes to men and women through the preaching of the gospel, hearing the truth about themselves, the truth about God, and the truth, of course, about what he requires of you. And that is that you should repent. And that is that you should believe the gospel. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in order that you might be saved, my friend. Brought into a place of safety and security in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There is no other Savior. There is no other mediator between God and men. No other who can bring you, who has the power, who has the ability, who has the authority to bring you back to God. Only Jesus, only the Son of God, whom I declare to you here this afternoon. So you see the impossibility of you bearing good fruit. And in that day, that's what God will be looking at when he judges you. And we must all appear before the judgment throne of God. And then God will be looking. He'll be doing the examining, not me. And he'll be looking for good fruit. And what is good fruit? You say, well, I do good works. I help the poor. I help the homeless. I do all kinds of things. I'm a very kind person. That's good fruit, you say. No, it's not. Because says God's word that if it's not of faith, if it's not done through faith in Jesus Christ and for the glory of God, it's not good fruit. And if he examines you, my friends, and there's none of that fruit, none of that good fruit there that comes from a good heart, well, my friends, your history cast into the lake, cast into the fire that burns forever and ever, says the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's regarding men's work in the day of judgment. When God examines you, you'll give account, says Jesus, for every idle word that you've spoken. But what about the bad ones? What about the blasphemous ones? What about the unbelieving ones? What about the cursing ones? What about the unclean ones? What about the filthy thoughts? What about, my friends, all the bad fruit that you've borne up until this moment in time? Because, my friends, you were conceived, you were born in sin, and right from the get-go, my friends, right from the very start, you begin your life sinning. All your days, right up into this time, a bad heart, a bad nature, and a bad record. All that need dealing with. And you can't. Oh, you can't deal with them. Only Jesus, only my Savior can. Only he can deliver you. But a tree cannot bear fruit contrary to its nature. You're a sinner by nature. So how could you produce good fruit? If I sent you to a thorn bush and asked you to bring back some raspberries, you'd say you're out of your mind. You're being silly. How could a thorn bush possibly bear fruit such as raspberries? Well, how could you, who have a sinful nature, who are a sinner by nature, how could I possibly find good fruit, or God find good fruit in your heart and in your life? This is an impossibility. Questions in the Bible that God poses you with, my friend. Can you bring a clean thing out of an unclean, sir? Impossible. Impossible. How can you get clean children out of unclean parents? You see, it goes all the way back, my friends, to the first man, the head of the human race, Adam, his name. He brought sin into the world, and through natural generation ever since, one generation after another, sinful parents beget sinful children in their own nature, you see, their own sinful nature. Unless those sinful natures are changed. Oh, my friends, there's no good fruit, just bad, bad fruit all the time, generation after generation. Can you change the spots on a leopard, says God? No, you see, that's its natural state and condition. It would take a miracle to alter, to change that, you see. Of course it would. Well, how can you, who are accustomed to doing evil? How can you, who quite naturally do evil? How could you bear good fruit? This too is impossible, you see. The nature must be changed. That which is natural to you must be changed. Your natural sinful condition must be changed. And that too, you see, would take a miracle. Can you make a black man white, says God? Can you make a white man black, says God? No, you see, that's their natural state and condition. That's the way they were born. That's the way they came into the world. It would take a miracle to change that. Well, again, how can you, who are naturally born natural sinners, that's the way that you're born? But of course, that's not an excuse. As some people say, they say, oh, I'm a sodomite, I'm a lesbian, I'm a drunkard, you know, that's the way I was made, you know. That's an excuse for their sexual perversity today. I was born this way. You were born a sinner, that's for sure. But that doesn't leave you with that excuse. Oh, you're still culpable. You're still responsible. You're responsible for the nature that you inherited from your parents and everything that comes out of that nature. But my friends, unless that nature has changed, there's no good fruit. No, my friends, nothing but bad fruit, nothing but rotten fruit, nothing but, my friends, fruit that will cause you in the end, when you're examined, when you're judged by God, cause you to be cast into the fire, says the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, if the fruit's bad, if you're getting bad fruit, well, the heart needs to be changed, you see. It's the heart that's the problem. And religion doesn't change that. Well, you've only got to look at Afghanistan again to see that, have you not? Religion doesn't change a man's nature. It doesn't take the hatred out of his heart. It doesn't take the murder out of his heart. He's still just the same. You can put a long frock on him. You can put a dog collar around his neck. But that won't change his desire to be a pedophile or to be a murdering, godless, religious person. That won't change him. That won't take the filthy lust out of your heart. All the religion in the world won't do that. Only the gospel, the power of God unto salvation, to change a man's nature, to change a woman's nature, to make them good so that they bear good fruit to the glory of God, you see, and the praise of his Son, Jesus Christ. So you see, the heart must be changed because it's the heart that God's looking at. He's not concerned about your appearance. He's not concerned about the kind of clothes that you wear, religious or otherwise. It's the heart that God looks upon. And what does he see when he looks into your heart? Well, with some of these religious people, he looks into their hearts and all he sees is rotten flesh and dead men's bones. They're like painted gravestones. Inside, in their hearts, my friend, they're full of poison. Religion doesn't change a man or woman's heart. Only Jesus does that. Only the Son of God who came into the world and died on that cross in order that men's hearts and natures might be changed, that they might bear good fruit to the glory of God. But the heart, my friend, what's in your heart, whatever your religion might be, maybe your religion's that of evolution. Maybe that religion of evolution. But that bears bad, wicked fruit as well. I mean, look at your nation. Look at your world. Look at the Western world. That, I would say, is its primary religion next to Islam. Now, the religion of evolution, oh, full of poison just the same. There is no God, they say. Their own God. And they build the kingdom of man without God. But you see, my friends, the fruit that comes from it, the wickedness, the evil, all the perversity in the sexual realm, and all the lawlessness, not just godlessness, but lawlessness, and growing and increasing, I tell you, day by day. Lawlessness abounds, does it not? But of course, that's just how God said it would be in the last days. Nothing, my friends, but lawlessness. Anarchy, my friend. Anarchy. And that's what you've got. That's what's come out of your religion of evolution. Your godless religion of evolution. But of course, it's all godless just the same. So you see, my friends, change the heart. Change the heart, my friends. And you make the man, you change the tree, you make the tree good and the fruit is good. You make the man's heart good and the fruit is good. So the faith, you see, Jesus tells us of these bad natures of yours, bad hearts and bad records. You've got a heart that needs changing, that you can't change, only God can change. A heart that's, well, bent the other way, you might say, hating God and hating your neighbor. The sum and substance of God's law, says Jesus, is that you should love God and love your neighbor. But naturally speaking, you come into the world doing the very opposite, hating God and hating your neighbor. And is that not clear, my friend? Is that not clear in your modern society today? Killing one another, never happy, never satisfied, unless you're killing. Killing, 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 all the time killing. They that hate me, says God, love death. Abortion. By the millions, millions of unborn children ripped from their mother's wombs in the name of your sexual pleasure, your sexual promiscuity. That's your religion today. Killing, killing, killing. And now it's euthanasia in your National Health Service. You can get either. You can murder your baby if you don't want it on the National Health Service. And you can murder your granny and your grandpa through the National Health Service if you like. While at the same time you worship and you applaud the National Health Service. Fools and blind, my friend. That's the bad fruit that you're going to be judged for. But that's your religion, you see, my friend. That's the religion of evolution and what comes out of it. Out of that godless religion. But religion nonetheless, that's what comes out of it. Nothing but killing. Abortion on demand. Euthanasia on demand. And then, of course, all your drugs and violence in between, the whole nine yards, nothing but death, my friend. There is a way that seemeth unto a man. The way of religion seems right to many a people. But the end thereof, says God, the end thereof is death. Bad hearts, my friends. Bad hearts, twisted, warped. Bent the other way, the wrong way, hating God and hating your neighbor. You'd love to pull God from his throne if you could, but you cannot, so you do the next best thing. You take hold of man, originally made in the image of God, and you seek to destroy him, your fellow man, and at the same time destroying yourself. Your godless religion, yeah, that stops the world. Mecca, Rome, the Watchtower Society, yes sir, you. Mecca, Rome, the Watchtower Society, Darwin's religion, all of them poisonous, nothing but death in the pot. Bad hearts, my friends. You were conceived, you got it at conception and you were born with them. And now you've got bad records that need to be cleared. Bad records, you've got sins stored up for the day of wrath, my friends. And day by day, as you live with these bad hearts, you're storing up wrath for the day of God's wrath. And so those bad records, that bad record needs to be cleared. And there's only one way that can be done. That's why Jesus died on the cross, so that your bad record could be cleared. The blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, shed on that cross. The only commodity, I tell you, that will wash you and make you clean. Clean, that is, in the eyes, in the sight of God. No. Oh, my friends, the hymn writer, he asked the question. He says, what will wash away my stain? He answers, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What will make me whole again? He says, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing else, my friend. Submission to King Jesus. Bowing the knee before him upon that cross. Wounded for our transgressions. Died for sinners. Christ died for the ungodly. That's the good news. But those that know that they're ungodly, Christ died for sinners. Those who know that they're sinners. And only God can show you that. Only God can convict you of that, convince you of that. I cannot. I can tell you about your sin. I can tell you about your bad heart. I can tell you about your bad record. I can tell you about the wickednesses that you perform in your society today. I can tell you about your unholiness, unrighteousness, ungodliness. I can tell you, but I can't convince you of it, my friend. Only God himself can do that. And I'm not talking about you holding your hand up and acknowledging, well, yes, there's things I've done wrong. I ought not to have done. I've made mistakes. That's not the same thing, my friend. Conviction of sin is when God reveals your sin to you. You see the horror of it. And my friend, you mourn, you weep, you howl, you lament because you've offended God. You've offended his love, his law. And you are damn worthy because of it. So you see, go and wash that filthy mouth out, boy. I'll take my belt off to you in a minute.
Go on, do it. See, huh?
Respect? He doesn't know what the word means. So like I say, friend, that's another, there's another instance of your bad fruit. That's the youth that you're bringing up. That's the children that you're raising. Listen to what comes out of his filthy mouth. Not even left school yet. That's your godless religion that you're teaching them. Your evolutionism. The kingdom of man without God. That's what it's like. And what's that like going to be when it comes to manhood? And your children, what are they going to be like? You think it's bad now? What do you think it's going to be like in another generation? Utter lawlessness. Unless that is God grant you repentance. Unless that is God grant you faith. Unless that is that God comes to you in his grace and saves you. Because nobody else can. Bad hearts that need mending. Bad hearts that need changing. Bad hearts that only God can change. And bad records that only the Son of God can clear, wash away. That's what he came for. Christ died for the ungodly. Those who are contrary to God in their natures, contrary to God in their practice, who bear bad, rotten fruit, my friends. Evil fruit, even. And fit, I tell you, or rather, Jesus does. To be cast into the fire. So you see, my friends, the need is great. The need is dire. That you repent, that you turn from your sin, that you turn from your wicked ways, and that you believe, that you trust in the Son of God, who alone can restore you, bring you back to God. Christ died for the ungodly. Those that know, who know that they're ungodly, those who know that they're sinners, Christ died for such, that they might be saved, that they might be rescued, that they might be pulled, as it were, brands from the burning. But I tell you, is this not a generation? I wonder to myself that you can't smell the flame. I wonder you can't feel the heat. I wonder you can't You can't sense the flames licking at your feet even as I speak to you this afternoon. A generation, I tell you, fit for nothing but judgment, godless to the uttermost. And unless God comes, unless God saves you, unless God has mercy upon you, unless God, by the preaching of the gospel, my friends, makes it effective to you and in you, unless God, by the miracle of His grace, His supernatural grace, comes to you and changes your hearts and your minds and brings you to your senses, brings you to your right mind, and brings you to the fear of Jesus, I tell you, you'll perish, or God does rather, in His word, the Bible, you'll perish in your sin. If you do not believe that I am He, says Jesus, the Son of God, that is, the Savior of sinners, that is, you shall die in your sin, and be lost for all eternity, cast into the fire that burns forever. Because all your nature produces, all your sinful nature produces is nothing but bad fruit. It can't produce anything else. It's what you are by nature. A thorn bush produces thorns. An apple tree produces apples. You, a sinner by nature, what you are naturally speaking, you produce nothing but bad fruit. That's where all the bad stuff that comes out of you comes from. Don't you know? Don't you realize? When you ask yourself that question in a quiet, reflective moment, why do I do the stupid things that I do? Why do I say shh when the preacher is bringing God's word to me? Why do I pay him so foolishly? Why do I blaspheme God's name? Why do I say the things that I say, do the things that I do? I know that they're wrong, but I keep doing them because it's your nature. It's in your nature to do that. And only God Himself can change that nature. Only He can give you a new one. Only He can cause you to be born again, not of your will, not of your choosing, not of your working, but of Him, born of God, born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, let alone bear good fruit. An impossibility, my friend. So the test, you see, what you believe in your mind and your heart, it may seem right to you. It may seem the right way to you, but God says the end thereof is the way of death. So my friends, I ask you, examine your own heart. Examine your own life. What comes out, my friends? What comes out? The Bible says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Writ large all over your world, the wrath of God, my friend, the fury of God, look at it. The storms, the wars, Islam raging across your world, and you're bringing them into your midst. More to come, my friend. The judgment of God, the wrath of God revealed from heaven. Look at the behavior of your fellow men. Look at their what they confess with their mouth, the godlessness, and what their conduct is like. The bad fruit, my friend, for which God is going to judge you, bring you to judgment for. Oh, the test, my friends. Look into your heart. What's in your heart? Faith towards His Son, Jesus Christ. love for God and doing what you do for the glory of God. Lest it is, it's bad fruit. It won't get a pass in the day of judgment. The preacher, the prophet, the religion, the person, the church, yourself, your own self. Fruit, my friend. What fruit are you bearing? That day when God judges all men by his Son, Jesus Christ. Unless there's been a day, unless there's a time that you can point to in your history, in your life, that's the time when God came to me in his grace and changed my heart and changed my whole being. Everything changed. Then, what are you doing, man? Huh? Your mother be proud of that boy? Huh? Your mother be proud of that boy? That's what you're raising. That's what you're raising up. Huh? What's it going to be like in a generation to come? When them running your country? Huh? Unless you can point to a day, a time, my friends, when God, by his grace, changed your heart. You can say, that's when I was born again. That's when Jesus came to me and mended my bad heart and cleared my bad record, forgave me, reconciled me to God in his grace and love, made me a new creature altogether. Everything changed. And now I bear good fruit for the glory of God and the praise of his Son. Lest you can point to such a time, such a day, my friends, I tell you, you're still in your sin. You're still in that nature in which you were conceived and born. No change. No change. No change for the better, that is. You may have become religious along the way, but that's not the change that God's looking for. He's looking for the change that comes by his grace and his grace alone. His particular grace that he imparts to those whom he wills through the preaching of the gospel, the truth as it is in Jesus. The Son of God who came into the world, who loved sinners, who died for sinners. The only manifestation, the only revelation of God's love in all your world. Look where you will. The world over. Nothing but the wrath of God. One place and one place only where the love of God is revealed. In that cross 2,000 years ago, where the Son of God bled and died for vile sinners, for the worst of sinners, the most wicked of sinners. I tell you, my friends, the vilest offender against God who truly believed in that moment from Jesus, a pardon received. It's forgiveness. There is forgiveness with God. There is a way back to God from those bad natures, bad hearts, that bad record. There's a way back. There is hope. But only in Jesus. There is forgiveness with God that he may be feared. There is a way. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, woman, cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who is able to resurrect you from your death and your trespasses and sins. One who is able to regenerate you, make you new, that is. Make your heart new, your nature new. Make you all new for the glory of God, that you might live for the glory of God. But my friends, unless that change by grace comes, unless God by His grace saves you, you remain as you are. You remain as you are conceived in sin. You remain as you are, born in sin. You remain as you are, living in sin. You remain as you are, and will die in sin, and be excluded from the kingdom of God. Not just now, but excluded forever. Cast as Jesus into the fire, the lake of fire. Listen up, will you? God's word says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate." That's boys that give themselves to men for toys. "Nor abusers of themselves with mankind." That's homosexuals and lesbians. "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." But the apostle goes on to say to the Christians, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus." Such can be saved. Bad hearts, bad records, but made good by the Lord Jesus Christ. Exclusion from the kingdom of God. Don't just take my word for it. Take God's word for it. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And they shall in no wise enter into it," heaven that is, "anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." Let the bride and the Spirit say, "Come," and let him that heareth say, "Come." My friends, cast into the lake of fire, where the flames are never quenched, and the worm dieth not. The torments of hell forever, for all eternity. Unless, my friend, there's good fruit coming from a good nature. A nature, my friend, that you do not have presently. A nature, my friends, that is not yours presently, but by the grace of God could be changed, transformed. Could be by the grace of God renewed in your inner man, in your innermost being. Made new, my friends. Altogether new. Behold, all things have become new. A new creature in Jesus Christ, born again of His Spirit. made alive in Jesus. Life of God in your soul. Love of God in your heart. And live to the glory of God. And produce good fruit to the glory of God. Through faith in the Son of God. Only believe, says Jesus. Repent and believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Jesus says, even the miracle of God's grace today, a possibility to faith. Repent ye and believe the gospel, says Jesus. Promise of God's salvation to those who do repent and believe the gospel, but only to thee. Gospel, the good news, it's a part of God unto salvation. Not for everybody, only for those who believe. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Stafford. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. If you'd like to have a copy of God's word, it's offered to you quite freely at cost. Obligation to you, you're simply and only for the taking. Like a copy of God's word, come and ask for one. Read, study, digest, meditate upon the words of the Lord Jesus himself. By their fruits you shall know them. No good fruit cast into the fire, burned forever. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. May God bless you, Stafford, and of mercy I say upon your precious, never dying souls.